This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been 11 days now since Malaysian Flight 370 disappeared with barely a trace. And despite the absence of a whole lot of tangible information, it's been all over the news. Because it's amazing, of course, but also because people are watching. People watching means higher ratings. Higher ratings means, well, you know where I'm going here, and so does Marketplace's Adrian Hill.
No one knows what happened to Flight 370. But that doesn't stop news outlets from talking about theories, about the pilot, the timeline, and this from CNN, which I'll offer up without comment.
Especially today, on a day when we deal with the supernatural, when we go to church, the supernatural power of God, you deal with all of that. People are saying to me, why aren't you talking about the possibility, and I'm just putting it out there, that something odd happened to this plane, something beyond our understanding.
Local news sources are asking local pilots for their best guesses. Multiple sites wrote about rock star Courtney Love's tweets about the location of the plane. Politico reported on congressmen's theories about the disappearance. Apparently, Representative Peter King thinks it was a suicide.
The problem is that when there's nothing new, you have a ton of talking heads blathering on, which gets them into speculation, which is not information. It's blather.
Judy Muller is a broadcast professor at USC's Annenberg Journalism School.
You can't really tell 24-hour news stations that thrive on this kind of story just come on the air when you have new information, because that's not what drives ratings.
And CNN's ratings are way up, blather or not. Jill Geisler teaches at the Poynter Institute.
Let me be provocative. I'm glad CNN is giving it this much coverage.
Too often, she says, the only news that gets attention in the U.S. is news about Americans. But this mystery transcends that. We want to find the missing plane, to know what happened. There's an element of fear that drives us.
This is a story that involves mystery, universality, and relatability.
We just have to remember this isn't entertainment. It's not a movie. There are 239 missing people. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.